Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A fire weather watch will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Sunshine today with our high nearing 59. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy overnight with a low around 31. Staying mostly sunny throughout Friday with our high nearing 58. Staying partly cloudy and 31 Friday night. And sunny on Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. On Monday, 48-year-old Dustin Sullivan appeared in Barton County District Court for sentencing. In October, a jury convicted Sullivan of distribution of methamphetamine and distribution of methamphetamine and no drug tax stamp. Sullivan was sentenced to 117 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections in the first case, 65 months in KDOC custody for the second case, plus 5 months for the no tax stamp conviction. Governor Laura Kelly signed a new bill into law on Wednesday requiring the Secretary of Wildlife and Parks to issue lifetime hunting and fishing licenses to Kansas kids. This new bill, HB 2456, will make the lifetime hunting and fishing license available to any Kansas child under the age of 7. Children under the age of 5 can acquire a license for a price not exceeding $300, while those who are between 6 and 7 years old can get the license for a price not exceeding $500. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
A 35-year-old Wichita man who repeatedly attacked a woman in his home has been sentenced to 19 years and 4 months in prison. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett said Will Johnson was sentenced Tuesday after he pleaded guilty in February to 22 charges involving the same woman. Wichita police began investigating after the woman went to the hospital for treatment in August of 2019, suffering from several cuts and a broken jaw, skull, and nose. Court documents say video taken from the man's home showed the woman was consistently naked inside the home. Plans for a new multi-million-dollar football stadium in Clay Center is stirring up a bit of controversy. High school students and parents voiced their concerns Monday night on the school board's December decision to replace a facility that's been there for more than 80 years. Several people who spoke in front of the district school board said they're on board with the plans for the new stadium. Others say a community vote should have been taken. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts signed off on a $900 million property and income tax package on Wednesday. The measure will reduce the top individual and corporate income tax rates to 5.84% by 2027. It will also speed up the state's plan to phase out taxes on Social Security income and create a refundable tax credit to reimburse property owners for some of the taxes they pay to community colleges. Some senators raised concerns about how the tax cuts will affect the state budget in future years, but lawmakers ultimately passed the package over those objections. An Otoe County Sheriff's deputy stopped a Nissan Altima on Highway 2 and says he searched the bag within reach of the backseat passenger, Lisa Brown, 57, of Oroville, California. The deputy told the court the bag contained 29 grams of meth. Brown was released on a $2,000 bond provision. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Here are your three bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday took up discussion of allowing highway access off U.S. 36 for a proposed car wash to be developed just west of a United Bank drive-in at 19th Street that would cover the rest of those two blocks west to 17th Street. An investor group led by Ron Buck of Kansas City had requested Planning and Zoning Committee approval, and during the process was advised that KDOT approval was required, as the entry would be a revision of a city highway access management plan. A back and forth among council raised several concerns, including deviation from the plan, precedent set going forward, safety, and the need for a fourth car wash in the community. A motion to allow a change if a KDOT survey indicates feasibility and meets safety requirements was passed on a 6-2 vote. An interlocal agreement was unanimously approved, accepting the contribution of $350,000 from the Chad and Joy Kramer family and USD 364 School District for reconstruction of the six existing tennis courts in the Marysville City Park with a $100,000 match from the city. The Kramers and the district had also allowed funds toward maintenance, and an earlier conversation was that the city would pursue construction of two additional tennis courts. However, a site for that is mutually acceptable has not been identified. Work is to begin following the boys' tennis competition this spring, with completion expected by fall of this year. Approval was given for a proposal from Mosquito Squad to provide spraying services again this year at city parks, ball fields, and other public areas at a cost of $7,000, and an $11,000 bid for carpet in the meeting room of the new fire station was approved. Police Chief Matt Simpson presented a restructuring of the police department, allowing training and advancement, as well as succession from current forces, and would promote James Lease and Anthony Escalante from sergeants to lieutenant and add an investigator position. Simpson noted that any of these three would then be qualified for consideration as leadership for the department in the future. The plan was approved unanimously. Council took up again a previous petition request from residents along 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads for dust control, which led to a broader discussion of recent improvements and future plans for the area. It was reported the city is still seeking a manager for the swimming pool this summer, and they need as many as a dozen additional lifeguards, with 10 that have been hired so far. Concerns with lack of staff and consistency in year-to-year management were discussed. The number of blighted properties needing cleanup and or repairs was noted by the mayor and again brought comments regarding code enforcement staffing and options for resolution. The matter was referred back to the Police and Fire Committee for a plan. That led to further discussion regarding the vacant apartment buildings on 10th Street just north of U.S. 36. It's hoped the tax sale proceeds could cover city demolition costs, but no assurances are expected. Appointments were approved for City Attorney John McNish to serve as Municipal Judge and Megan Voracek, Chief Prosecutor, to complete existing terms. Some 600 acres north of Hanover were involved in a grass fire out of control Tuesday, aggravated by gusty dry conditions. Multiple departments responded and were on the scene for 9 hours before rains helped bring the blaze under control. Hanover volunteers were joined by Marysville, Barnes, Greenleaf, Logan Township, Oquito, Odell, and Steel City firemen, as well as workers with Farmers Cooperative. Despite those rains earlier this week, fire danger warnings are back in effect today for much of the area. First District U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann is slated to make town hall stops in Washington and Marshall counties Monday, April 18th. He'll be at Gambino's Pizza in Washington at 12:15.
and then stop at Landall Lanes in Marysville Monday afternoon at 1:30. Both of these events are open to the public. Services for Ralph C. Pleggy of Marysville, who passed away January 17th, will be held this Saturday, April 16th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pleggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger with baked beans, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and blushing pears. They will be closed Good Friday. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A fire weather watch will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Staying dry and sunny today, but temperatures will stay cooler. And wind staying breezy out of the west between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa. The mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and mid-40s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s and mid-50s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and slightly warmer throughout the region on Friday, and staying clear throughout Saturday with the next chance for any precipitation being throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 66. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 42, and the record low, 18. Sunset this evening, 8:03. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. Sunny but cooler, it's 30 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of April. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Here you go. Two Sonic fish sandwiches.
You have the slight crunch of the breaded fish, but then you also have the toasted brioche bun is like buttery soft. So it just kind of like hugs it. Mm-hmm. It hugs it in my mouth.
If I had to pick a fish that I would want to hang out with, it would definitely be Alaskan fish. They're cooler.
They are cooler.
Better fish makes a fish sandwich better. The Sonic Fish Sandwich is made with 100% wild-caught Alaska pollock, tangy tartar sauce, and crinkle-cut pickles on a brioche bun. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
Only two slots left for the NBA playoffs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA play-in games last night. Trae Young stepping up to lead the Hawks, 24 points, 11 assists, as Atlanta eliminated the Hornets, 132-103.
Here's Trae Young, pull-up three is good. He had Mason Plumlee on skates out on the perimeter. A triple, his first of the game.
On ESPN Radio, the Hawks face the Cavaliers on Friday with the East's final playoff spot on the line. The Pelicans survived their play-in matchup with the Spurs, 113-103. C.J. McCollum scoring 32 for New Orleans. The Pelicans faced the Clippers on Friday for a chance to play the Suns in round one of the playoffs. Baseball, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. left the yard three times last night. The Blue Jays besting the Yankees in the Bronx.
Jonathan Loaisiga's first pitch is slammed out to deep left field. That ball is gone!
On SN 590, 6-4, Blue Jays the final. Continuing with baseball, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw took a perfect game through seven against the Twins before he was pulled for pitch count concerns. The perfecto broken up two batters later when Kershaw's relief surrendered a single to Minnesota's Gary Sanchez. The Twins' only hit of the game as L.A. went on to win 7-0. Asked about being taken out, Kershaw said,
"Those are individual things. Those are selfish goals, and we're trying to win, you know, and that's really all we're here for."
Also last night, Tim Anderson hit one of three White Sox homers as the Pale Hoes won their fourth straight, knocking off the Mariners 6-4. To the NHL, Nathan McKinnon's hat trick led the Avalanche to their 53rd win of the season, a new franchise record.
Kings take it away. Lizotte in his communication. Burakovsky behind the net. And Fred McKinnon, he shoots and scores! Throw the chapeau!
On KKSE-FM, 9-3 the final. The Rangers got two goals from Kaapo Kakko as they beat the Flyers 4-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Committee will hold its first Farm Bill hearing later this month in Michigan. Chairman Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman announced yesterday the highly anticipated hearing entitled Growing Jobs and Economic Opportunity 2023 Farm Bill Perspectives will be held on April 29th at Michigan State University in East Lansing. Stabenow and Bozeman will hear from Michigan farmers and ag stakeholders during the hearing and question a soon-to-be-released list of witnesses. The current bill, passed in 2018, will expire at the end of 2023. House already well underway with hearings, having had nearly weekly gatherings for the past 2 months. The committee, however, has yet to field a hearing. Stabenow from Michigan said in a statement she's prioritizing bipartisanship in the next farm bill. The 2018 Farm Bill sailed through both chambers, passing the Senate 87-13 and the House 369-47. National sorghum producers request the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, to consider sorghum for aid programs. The organization sent a letter to USAID this week encouraging the department to proactively tender grain offer to provide crucial aid to the world's hungry. The letter is in response to a worsening situation from the war in Ukraine and its impact on global food prices. NSP CEO Tim Lust said in sub-Saharan Africa in particular, where sorghum is a staple food in many countries, the situation is exacerbated by severe drought and conflict. The NSP letter encourages USAID in coordination with USDA to consider grain sorghum offers for food aid as action plans and are formulated to address the worsening situation. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning. Market's opening up in just a little bit. So we started off yesterday kind of lower in the grain market, a little bit higher in the livestock. We wrapped up mostly higher across the board on the day. We'll see what we do today for a Thursday and the last day of trading going into the Easter holiday. Markets are closed tomorrow for Good Friday. In the corn market, we started off mostly slower yesterday and saw things bump up right towards the end of the day with May corn finishing 7.25 cents higher at 783.5. The July corn was also up 5.5 cents at 780, 778 even
a bushel. In the wheat market, it was mostly higher here. As May KC wheat was up 11 and 3/4 cents at 11.74 even a bushel. The July was also up 11 and a quarter at 11.78. Over in the bean market, they were one of the last holdouts before they moved up positive at the end of the day, with May beans up 5 3/4 cents at 16.76 even a bushel. The July was also up 4.5 cents at 16.65. On the meal side, they were down just slightly, as May soybean meal was down $2.70 at 4.58.20. We did see a big rally at the end of the day, with May soybean oil sitting up $2.68 at 78.11. Cotton market, strong day for them, as we saw some big growth at the end of a Wednesday. May cotton was up $4.26 at 142.77. The July cotton also up 4.06 at 141.51. Canola was mixed, with May down just slightly at $2.60 down at 11.55. And the oats market, they did struggle a little bit, still wrapping up mostly down, with May oats down at 10 1/4 cents at 7.96 3/4. Livestock market, they started off kind of mixed on the board yesterday, finished off mostly higher, as April live cattle was up 6.70 at 140.62. The feeder cattle for April was up by 80 cents on the day at 158.55. And the lean hogs were mostly lower. We did see some green on the board for the April, however, up 27 cents at 99.90, with the May down by 72 cents.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
If haying and grazing is what you're growing, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have a large selection of products, including sedans, millet, forages for silage, with many trait options, DMRs, photoperiod, conventional, vertidix, several summer legumes, cowpeas, mung bean, Laredo soybean, sunhill, to help enhance the feed quality. Blending is available. Kaufman Seeds is a call to make for all your summer planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting upwards of 2,000 head of cattle for today's sale, including 170 Charlotte steers and heifers, swing 450 to 8, 18 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650, 34 mostly black steers and heifers, 5 to 725, 49 black steers and heifers, weigh 5 to 750, 12 black cow-calf pairs with one-month-old black calves on the side, 6 to 8 years old, 35 black, black baldy, fall bred cows, northern origin, 7 to 8 calving, 3 to 5 years old. 20 black fall bred cows, bred to Fink bulls, their running age. 8 black, 7 to 8 month bred cows, 4 years and older. 10 black, 5 to 7 month bred cows, bred to Black Angus bull, and they are running age. Other consignment listings for today's sale: 40 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 6. 11 mixed steers and heifers, 350 to 5, 50 weighing in at 350 to 6, 26 mostly black steers, 4 to 450, 30 red Angus steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 30 black steers and heifers, 4 to 5, 20 weighing at 4 to 5, 6 weighing at 4 to 5, 23 weighing at 4 to 550, 9 red steers and heifers, 4 to 550, 10 black steers and heifers, 4 to 550, 25 weighing in at 4 to 550, 35 weighing 4 to 6. 15 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 20 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 36 weighing in at 4 to 6, 77 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 21 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 20 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 55 Charlotte cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 18 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 45 black steers and heifers 4 to 650, 12 black steers 4.5 to 5, 12 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 80 Charlotte cross black steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 650. 12 black steers and heifers, 475 to 6. 20 black and red steers and heifers, 475 to 650. 20 black heifers weighing at 5 to 550. 15 black steers and heifers, 5 to 5.5. 15 weighing 5 to 5.5. 12 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 15 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 50 black steers, 5 to 725. 15 black and red heifers weigh 6 to 650. Also selling 75 black heifers 6 to 8, 130 black steers never 675 to 775, 136 mixed heifers weighing in at 725 to 750. 4 black steers 750 to 8, 10 black and Charley steers never weigh 8 to 850, 60 black and Charley steers at 850 pounds, 120 Charley Red Angus yearling steers 850 to 875, and 125 black steers 925 to 950. Big run of cattle, 2,000 head, at Marysville Livestock Incorporated for the sale today. 729 from KNDY. Sunshine back 30. It's on the cooler side yet. Highs around 60. Forecast today.
April is National Frog Month, and we have some fun facts about our favorite amphibians on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 14th, the 104th day of the year. Loretta Lynn was born on this day, and it's the 110th anniversary of the Titanic disaster in 1912. April is National Frog Month, so we thought it was appropriate to croak about some long-held myths about frogs. Do they really give you warts? Not at all. Warts are caused by human viruses. Secretions from some toads and frogs may cause skin irritations, but they will not cause warts. Can it really rain frogs? Sure, it's not uncommon for frogs to be picked up in a windstorm, carried miles away, and dropped from the sky. And if you've ever seen a large group of frogs together, don't call it a gaggle, a flock, or a herd. A group of frogs is known as an army. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Royals at St. Louis Cardinals game was postponed yesterday because of inclement weather. The teams will make up Wednesday's postponed game on Monday, May 2nd at 3:15 at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals won the first game 6-5 on Tuesday night as Albert Pujols homered for the first time since returning to St. Louis. It is the second Cardinals game to be postponed this week. Monday's game was also postponed because of weather. Washburn University has hired a former school legend as the Ichabod's new head coach. Washburn University Athletics Director Lauren Furay announced on Wednesday that former Lady Blues great Laura Westling has been hired as the sixth head coach of the Washburn women's basketball program. Westling was a standout member of the women's team from 2001-05 and helped the Lady Blues to the school's first NCAA Division II national championship in 2005. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
I can't make you stay, and boy, I don't say I didn't warn you. Have you forgotten how it was before I wrapped you in my love? It's lonely, so lonely. Go on and get your share.
lonely.